Queensland's new Premier, Campbell Newman, has scotched suggestions that he would sack Anna Bligh's husband from his senior role in the public service. Greg Withers is Director of the Office of Climate Change. It was his job to implement Queensland's various carbon reduction schemes, including the 20% renewable energy target. But Mr. Newman says far from getting rid of Mr. Withers, he will direct him to dismantle all the schemes that he set up and save the government $270 million. Matt Wordsworth reports.
Greg Withers worked for former Premier Peter Beattie, but when Anna Bligh took over, he was moved into the newly created position of Director of the Office of Climate Change. His contract was extended in December for 3 years. It was controversial because it included provisions for a 15-20% termination payment. Fairfax quoted sources in the department today saying Mr. Withers was clearing out his desk, but Mr. Newman says he has other plans for him.
Now, we made it very clear in the campaign that we wanted to see these green programs shut down because there's going to be a carbon tax. We said that. We would expect then that the director of that program would have, as part of a transition to government planning move, be very clear that that's what we now expect to happen. Now, for the avoidance of doubt, the Director General of Premiers, Mr. Grayson, will be making sure that he's advised of that. But again, I say, the point of raising this was all these rumours swirling around about Mr. Withers. They're untrue, they're unfounded. We want him to unravel those programs because he's the bloke who set them up.
But the Premier has wielded the axe at the top of the public service. He's already dumped the Director General of the Premier's Department and announced another 6 changes today. Long-time Treasury Undersecretary Gerard Bradley has been shown the door, replaced by Helen Gluer. Barry Brough becomes Coordinator General, brought in from Brisbane City Council. Andrew Chesterman has also been poached from the Council to head up the Department of Environment. Another council connection comes in the form of former councillor Michael Caltabiano, who is now the new Director General of Transport and Main Roads. He is a Liberal power broker and also a former state MP, who was once touted as a future Premier but lost his seat in 2006. Mr. Newman was challenged on whether it was hypocritical, given the LNP had accused Labor of having a jobs for the boys culture.
Well, here's the difference, Steve. He's actually a civil engineer. He's a project manager. He's qualified to do the job. They appointed people who didn't have a clue what they were doing. That's as simple as that.
Labor has to make its own appointment following the weekend's election loss, that of opposition leader. This afternoon, Anastasia Palaszczuk, the former transport minister, announced she would take on the role.
Tomorrow our caucus will meet, and I'm pleased to advise that I have the support of my colleagues to serve as the leader of the Parliamentary Labor Party. I'm under no illusion of the task ahead. We may be small in size, but we have the determination to do the right thing by Queenslanders. It's going to be an uphill battle. It's going to be like climbing Mount Everest.
And perhaps that's without oxygen. Labor will end up having between just 5 and 8 MPs. They'll have to take on multiple portfolios where their opponents may have one. They'll be serving on multiple committees. They'll be spread thin and have limited staff and fewer resources. But Ms. Palaszczuk says the most important task is to rebuild faith with voters.
We need to get back to our basics. Workers' rights, protecting the environment, investment in education. These are core Labor principles, and somewhere along the way, we simply lost our way.
She says she'll have more to say on the party's position on asset sales in the coming days.
Matt Wordsworth.